Tavares says a small surplus has replaced the $110 million deficit he inherited upon taking office. He says his administration has bolstered startups, improved graduation rates, and cut the waiting time for permits from City Hall. Tavares calls that a decided improvement after he inherited a city facing possible bankruptcy.
We chose the path toward a brighter future. It was up to us, and we did what we needed to do to move our city forward. And today, I can say that because of us, Providence is better off than we were not long ago.
Tavares says Providence's violent crime rate remains among the lowest it has been in decades. He defended his attempts to reduce the city's unfunded pension by calling that a problem that will take years to fix. Tavares will square off in a September primary with Clay Pell and State Treasurer Gina Raimondo. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.